All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming to the April 24th, 2025 regularly scheduled meeting of the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals. My name is Cody Smith. I am the Township Administrator and Zoning and Planning Director. With us this evening, we have Nikki O'Quinn, Chair of the Board of Zoning Appeals, Rachel Kiplinger, Vice Chair of the Board of Zoning Appeals, and Donna Hughes, member of the Board of Zoning Appeals. I'm going to begin with the roll. Ms. O'Quinn?
Here.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Here.
And Ms. Hughes?
Here.
All right, I will turn it over to the chair to read the opening statement, and then we will begin with our cases for the evening.
All righty, we'll call to order the BZA meeting for this day, April 24th, 2025. This body is a quasi-judicial board. This board does not answer to the Bethel Township trustees, and once a decision is made, it can only be appealed through the Miami County Common Pleas Court. All legal notices for cases being heard tonight are advertised on the township website and social media pages and sent to the relevant residences. Testimony on cases is sworn and can be used in court proceedings. The chairperson will call for testimony describing the case, supporting the case, and against the case in turn. Unless tabled, an approval of the case will allow the variance or conditional use to take effect within 10 days. Ohio Revised Code Section 519.14 grants this body the responsibility to authorize upon appeal in specific cases such variance from the terms of the zoning resolution as will not be contrary to the public interest, where, owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the resolution will result in unnecessary hardship, and so that the spirit of the resolution shall be observed and substantial justice done. The meeting will be conducted as follows. Staff, Cody Smith, will present, read each variance for this meeting one at a time. The applicant or representative of will be asked to come to the podium, state their name, address, and be sworn in, and we have a statement for swearing in. The applicant can add any additional comments or information to the variance they are requesting. Board members will ask the applicant and or staff questions regarding the variance if they have any. Comments will be opened to those in support of the variance. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name, address, and be sworn in. Comments will be opened to those in opposition of the variance. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name, address, and be sworn in. Finally, the discussion for both public comments and applicant comments will be closed, and the board will deliberate and make its decision and present the motion for variance, and a vote will be taken. Staff will discuss the next steps once the outcome of the variance has resulted in approval or dismissal. The next case will then be presented in the same fashion until all cases have been completed for the meeting. The minutes for the previous meeting will be reviewed and approved or corrected at the end of the meeting.
Alrighty. Alright. Thank you. First case on the agenda for the evening is case V0825, a request from Eric Kunkel, located at 7200 Studebaker Road, Tipp City, Ohio, 45371, for a variance to allow for a 6-foot fence in the front yard of the residence. Bethel Township Zoning Section 30.06, side and rear yard fences, walls and hedges shall not exceed 6 feet in height for residential uses, and shall not exceed 4 feet in height in the front yard. The parcel is 5.02 acres, zoned A2, Miami County parcel number A01-087395. Again, applicant is Eric Kunkel. Our address of the property is 7200 Studebaker Road, Tipp City, Ohio, 45371. It is currently zoned A2, General Agricultural District. It is the fourth parcel east of State Route 201 on the south side of Studebaker Road. The existing land use is residential, and under the Bethel Land Use Plan, it is rural. Surrounding land uses, to the north is A1 domestic agriculture. South, east, and west are all A2 general agriculture. There is 270 foot of road frontage, and the attachments are in the packet. And that will conclude the staff report for V0825.
All righty. Is the applicant here? Would you like to step to the podium?
Yes, ma'am. Introduce.
State your name and address.
Eric Kunkel, 7200 Studebaker Road.
Alrighty, you gotta be sworn in. I state your name.
I, Eric Kunkel, do swear that the testimony I give in the case now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you. Let's hear what you got to say.
I made the mistake of putting a 6-foot fence in my front yard, and if there's any way I, or anything I can do to keep it, I would like that. Whether it's painting it, putting bushes or trees or shrubs around it. That's all I got.
Okay. So the I thought the picture was a proposal. It's there.
It's done.
Well, you know, you can do all kinds of stuff with draw and paint and whatever. All right. So and my understanding is you have an escape artist dog.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a German Shepherd. Right now he is only 5 months old. My last dog got hit by a car, and this was the reaction.
So you knew the 5-month-old would be a jumper?
My last one was.
That's it. I deal with dogs. I do dog training. Yes, German Shepherds.
Yeah.
Our jumpers. I had a Siberian Husky that could climb a 5-foot fence, and she climbed it, not jumped it.
It's impressive.
It was, except that I had to go catch her. If you have to.
Why is it in the front yard? Why did you put it in the front yard, not your side guard going around your back?
I have quite a bit of woods in the back, and it was would have been difficult to let the dog out the back and maintain a fence line. That's about it. It's there's much not much yardage for a squared off fence. I saw a front yard with an area I could square off, so I put the fence there.
It's very large. How big is that area that you fenced off?
Total square footage. I don't know that. I paid for 630 feet of fence. It goes off the right side of my house, heads north, estimating 200 foot, heads west, another 200 foot, and then comes back about 400 foot. It's a little turn. It's about 130 feet off the road.
I have a question regarding the placement of the fence to the house and to the driveway.
Sure.
Is it for security?
It's only for the dog.
No. The dog, is that to alert you for security?
Yes.
So you did it for security reasons?
Yes.
Where do you let the dog out into the area?
Front door, the main front door.
So the fence includes the front yard?
Yes.
All the way up to the front door?
Yes.
So you said it's only for the dog. However, when I went by tonight, it looked like you were having a baseball game or something.
Yes, there were kids in there. They couldn't find a field to date. They have a tournament on Saturday. I have a daughter that plays softball, and this is the first time they ever have played before.
That was inside the fence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was say that. Because you're that far off the road with the house, I mean, having inside the fence, I don't see that would be the practical way to do it. I mean, dog yard, kid yard, but mostly for the dog, I get that.
It does look like there is some open area, though, behind your house here, closer to the pool.
But there
we didn't consider that very much. We thought the better option was the front yard.
You didn't want to protect the kids and the fence and animals? I guess what I'm saying is that I understand. I thought it was more for protection of you and your animals and your kids. The fence line always goes all the way into the house, so you have to go through the fence to get into your front door?
Correct.
Do you have a sign say beware of strangers or beware of dog?
I have one sign that says beware of dog.
Is that by the gate?
Yes. Yeah, and a single, I have a total of four gates, a single gate just to the, on the west side of the house, on the right side of the driveway, a single gate going, following, or sectioning off the sidewalk on the northwest side of that house.
So, if I would go to your house, I would have to go through the door, through the single gate, to the front door, and hope the dog likes me.
I don't have a lock on it yet. It's
I know I got, but you know what I'm saying. How old is your daughter?
I have three of them. Youngest is 12, oldest is 16.
When you put the fence in, did you think of asking any questions? You know, I don't know.
My wife and I drove around the neighborhood looking at fences we like, some we don't like. Got prices on some wooden fence, some hog fence, 4 foot, 6 foot, even a 5 foot. Some fences were turned around so the nice side of the fence was facing inward. We saw some fences that were falling down. Some were 6 foot going all the way up to the road. We didn't know how serious this was. If we had, we would have inquired some more.
So did you see any 6 foot fences in the front yard when you drove around Bethel?
On Flick Road, over on Palmer, there's one on, sorry. There's another 40. Well, maybe that might be a 5 foot 40.
Where on Palmer?
On Palmer, it's got a large stone front fence or gate fence, and then
Spanish
it's got
side.
Brick.
That's brick. Yeah, that one on Palmer is brick, and that one's got to be at least
old.
It's old.
It's old.
Probably before the zoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is.
For the age.
Yeah, but that one's brick fenced. Definitely. I know which one he's talking about.
Right.
There might be one on 201, but it's hidden. Lady I worked with lives there. And I thought she said they had a 6 foot.
I'm not sure.
It was out front, but I said, you can't see it because it's got hedges.
Okay.
But it's chain link. But I'm guessing, looking at this, that most people come and go from your house through the garage.
Yes.
That's,
yes.
So it's one of those, like, not too many people go in through the front door.
No.
Yeah,
no. Family and friends go in through the garage door.
As long as you've got a sign out there, the dog's good.
Is this the time to ask if Brad and Peggy Condenning's in here?
That's mm-hmm. Not yet.
Okay.
We're going to get there.
All right. I'm jumping the gun.
I don't have anything.
Do you have anything
questions?
Else you want to add?
No, no, ma'am.
Do you have any other questions, Don?
No.
Okay. Nope. I don't have any more.
Okay.
All right.
In support.
So we need comments open for in support of the fence. Got any in support?
Yeah.
All right.
Tina Nice Wonder at 6425 State Route 201. And I state my name, Tina Nice Wonder. Do swear that the testimony I give in case now in the hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Proceed.
I don't have nothing against the fence. Like he said, it's to keep his dog in there. He's catty-cornered from us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the other dog that he had, you could constantly hear it bark and bark and bark and bark. I guess, I don't know if they had it tied up or what.
Mm-hmm.
It probably wanted to run loose, you know. There was a couple of times that it did come over to my horse's fence, and I was afraid that it would get in there to my horse.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't even think I only seen that one time that that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have nothing against the fence. You know, he's just trying to keep his dog in, and dogs need exercise, especially German Shepherds.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's, to me, it's no worse than what everybody else is doing without permits and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
So.
Alrighty. You have anything else you want to add?
That'd be
it. Alright. Anybody else would like to speak in support of? Alright. Comments for those in opposition of this fence? Variance on this fence? No opposition. We'll close public comments, and we'll discuss.
Wait a minute, did you say opposition?
Yes, I did.
Opposition, yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was waiting for you.
I was going to say, I thought I had a sheet for you, but.
All right, I said opposition. Comments on opposition.
She was right.
My name's Greg Schwederman, 7150 Studebaker Road. I, Greg Schwederman, do swear that the testimony I give in this case and hearing shall be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All right.
I have probably a letter from one of the neighbors who was unable to attend.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like condemning sent you a letter as
yes.
well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
A copy for each of you. Go ahead and read it for the record. Oops. Regarding variance VO825, variance for the Kunkel property 6-foot fence, and concerning the 6-foot fence covered almost the entire yard, was installed out of compliance with a 4-foot regulation. It is my opinion that the 6-foot fence in the front yard affects neighborhood aesthetics and property values. Please feel free to reach out and contact me for further questions. Thank you for your consideration. Gary Sanger, 7193 Studebaker Road. So I'm here obviously in opposition to this. We have zoning rules. We don't have a whole lot of them out here. And I think this is one that needs to be enforced. I know Eric, I've been a neighbor for 10 years. I like Eric, I want to get along with him. I really will hope we can come up with some kind of resolution, but it's just not appropriate to put a 6-foot chain link fence in front of nice homes. He mentioned 2 or 3 houses in this entire community of several hundred homes. If you go down Studebaker, there's nothing like this exists. There are wood fences, they look nice, split row fences. There's cedar fences, 3-foot, 4-foot high. It's, you know, that's appropriate. But a chain link fence is too industrial looking, too commercial looking. I know Eric thinks it's fine. I don't want to get into insulting anybody about why it's inappropriate. I just say that 99% of the homes in America today do not have chain link fence in the front yard of any kind, rural, city, anywhere. It's just not appropriate, especially when it's 6 feet high. It's just too institutional and industrial. I'm hoping that we can come to some kind of resolution. He mentioned he does have 2 acres in his backyard. Okay, a lot of it's just overgrown. It's not even really wood. Some of it you can just go through there with a bobcat or something, knock it all down, grade it up. You'd have to plant some grass and just put a dog in there. It would be more work, but I think that's what's appropriate. All the zoning, and you guys are dealing with these zoning laws all the time, I'm sure. A lot of things are permitted behind the house that aren't approved in front of the house. In the case of a 5-acre lot, I just don't think there's an excuse to say you don't have room. There is room. And we all take care of nice care. Did the three of you get a chance to do a drive-by?
I did.
Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
No?
I was on the wrong road.
Yeah, well, the point would be, it doesn't fit into the neighborhood at all. It stands out. I think it's great. He's got a dog. He can do what he wants. He can have baseball practice here all day. He can put a 6-foot fence in his backyard. I don't care. I'm the only one that ever see it in his backyard. If you look at that map, he's got woods to the east and woods to the south, and I'm on the east. So the only place, only people that would see it would be me, and I'm fine with it. Whatever he wants to do in the backyard is fine. It's just not appropriate in the front yard. Do you have any questions for me?
I do not. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do have a couple. What's these? From the front, from his front of his house to the side of this house, not where the house is over here, how much land is there?
I do not have a measurement on that.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm saying, Ms. Schwederman, I know I had a letter from her.
Hi, my name is Lisa Schwederman. I live at 7150 Studebaker Road, Tipp City, Ohio, 45371. I, Lisa Schwederman, do swear that the testimony I give in this case now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you for seeing us tonight. I appreciate it. I spoke to Eric on March 12th when he was putting the fence in. We discussed why he was putting it in the front yard, and he told me there's not enough room in the backyard. I think there is. And again, I like the Kunkels. They have great kids. I like Aaron, Eric. They've been great neighbors. But I think in this case, if there's any way they could move the fence to the backyard, as Greg said, I have no problem with dogs. You know, we raised three kids here. We had softball games here. We practiced baseball. We enjoy our front yard. But a chain link fence in our neighborhood is just not appropriate. Neighbors in the neighborhood have dogs. They have chain link fences in the backyard. So we want them to have a good time. We want them to enjoy the property. But as we discussed, it stands out. It's not attractive. We look out my front kitchen window and it's right there. So if we could come to some kind of decision or resolution, that would be great. As we said, we like the Kunkels. We just don't think this is an appropriate place for a fence. So, thank you.
If a 6-foot fence was not chain link, but something more aesthetic, and I don't mean solid wood.
If it were like a cedar split rail fence.
With wire behind?
Well, with wire behind it.
It'd have to keep the dog in.
Smaller, though. I mean, if you look at this.
It's very large.
This goes all the way up to their front porch. They have a lot of deliveries. Anyway, I would think if you're going to have a fence for a dog, make it like a square, like a box. But it goes all the way up to the front porch. And I just think that's off-putting and inappropriate. So.
All right, well, I do get why it's all the way up the front porch, so you can just open the door and let the dog out. Lisa, where does your property line start and stop compared to the neighbors?
If you look at the picture, you see our house on the left-hand side. You see those trees, those oak trees, that's ours. So you see the driveway. So right about where the trees are, that's where our property
starts. That's your property line?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
So you're close to the pool?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You see the trees.
So
next to the house.
The
pool is right back there. Yeah. So there's 2 acres in the backyard. That, as we said, if you did some clearing and move some things around, there are 2 acres for a dog. That's a lot of room. And I know Eric works with the dog. He's very good with the dog. He trains the dog. But we don't have a problem with that. I just don't think the fence in the front yard is the right way to go.
Well, What if you put the fence like 1 foot off the park, off the porch going to the back? Where you're going to open the front door and let the dog out?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would assume there's a door at the back of the house, though, too.
Correct.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sure, thank you very much.
You could enclose this. You could enclose that.
Yeah.
Or even all the way over. Yeah. Because there's no, yeah, behind the house, then you can put up whatever. Yeah, right. So this is where they are now, and it is very large. But they could come off and not really clear much. Because it looks like they still have some clearing. It looks like they still have clearing. Like I said, they close in. I'm thinking, because I have dogs, last thing I want to have to do is keep them out in the morning. But you might have to if you come off of this patio. There's a drawer right here. I'm not sure. The picture's not very clear as to what else is there.
If you had a patio, you'd get the back door.
Well, I know that. I'm not, the door isn't the point. The point is if what else is there as far as putting the fence up and enclosing it. I don't know. I just think that the asking forgiveness is not a good way to get your way. They did. I don't think they pulled anything. Did you have to pull a permit to put up the fence?
No. You don't have to pull a permit for a fence in the township.
But you have to have a fence. Does it have any guidelines about a fence around a pool?
Yeah, for the pool, yes.
For the pool? But
yeah.
I don't know if that's a
pool. But there's not a permit for just having to pull a permit to build a fence in the township.
If it's a pond, there isn't anything about it.
Right.
They're supposed to be coming up something that you have to, I haven't got the confirmation yet, but any open body of water is supposed to be enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, Carestrone is going to be
really
Mr. Crow, will you do me a favor?
Where is that coming from?
What?
About enclosing the open body water. Where is it coming from?
My friend, once I told her on zoning committee, she said, did you read that by the state of Ohio? And I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
So.
Mr. Quint, will you do me a favor and see if there's any other public comment before we...
Oh, sorry, we're done delivering. Is there any other public comments regarding this fence?
Yeah.
All right. Now I guess we discuss, which we have been.
Nice one. I appreciate it. That's a state during meeting.
I understand that.
Just so you have your name
right and all that. And I don't wonder if that is actually 6 foot.
Thank you.
Maybe, but again, I think it was probably before the zoning happened because of the age of the home. And I drive that road every day. So.
And that one too is the whole property.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the
whole property.
Right.
Right.
Entry gate. Correct. But,
Right.
Motion.
Yep.
For who's making the motion?
I will make a motion to vote. Whatever.
Make a motion to approve.
To approve or variance, blah blah.
Gotcha.
Vote to approve.
Variance 0825.
Oh.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
You. Ms. O'Quinn?
No.
Ms. Kiplinger?
No.
Ms. Hughes?
No.
Motion fails. Ms. Schrenkel, I'll get with you and we can talk about next steps, okay? If you're here for the first case, you can be excused. If you want to stay for the remainder of the cases this evening, you're more than welcome to do so.
Lots of fun to be had.
Ready for the next?
Let's go for number two.
Okay. Next case on the agenda for the evening is case V09. I'll give you a call. Yep, we'll talk about it. Next case on the agenda is case V0925, a request from Dennis Kolb, located at 7945 Newberry Road, Tipp City, Ohio, 45371, for a variance to allow for 140 square feet of overage, for a total of 1,540 square feet in accessory buildings, Bethel Township Zoning Section 30.05. Accessory buildings on a 1-acre lot are limited to 1,400 square foot total area. And two accessory buildings. The parcel is 1 acre, zoned R1 AAA, Miami County parcel number A01-084703. Again, the applicant is Dennis Kolb at 7945 Newberry Road, Tipp City, Ohio, 45371. Zoning on the property is R1 AAA residential. Location is the second parcel north of Ross Road on the east side of Newberry Road. The existing land use is residential. The Bethel land use plan is traditional neighborhood. And the surrounding land uses are as follows. To the north and south are R1 AAA residential district. East is A2 general agricultural district. And west is R1 AAA residence district. There is 212 foot of road frontage, and there are attachments in the packet, and that will conclude the staff report.
Would the applicant or a representative like to come forward?
Hi, my name is Dennis Cole. I do swear that the testimony I give in the case now in the hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Basically, what I'm requesting is 6 added feet to the pole barn, which is 40 square feet. And the added 100 square feet is an existing shed that I was told I would have to tear down, that I built. Basically, that's it. I mean.
So, are you not keeping the existing shed?
Yes, I would like to. Yes, that's what, it's a 10 by 10 shed,
mm-hmm.
That is on a concrete pad when I moved in there that was a 9 by 12 or 10 by 12 pad. And my understanding was is I could build a 10 by 10 without getting a permit. So I hand-built a 10 by 10 shed. I am totally out of room. I'm retired now, and it's like I'm a hobby man. I'm always got to be doing something. And I'm like 7 projects deep right now. And basically, I wanted to build a pole barn so that I could put my cars in the garage and everything in its place and make my house look organized and better than it does now, if that makes sense.
Do you have a garage on that house?
Yeah, it's a 2-car garage, but it is stuffed full.
Is it attached?
Yes.
He said attached, 2-car
yes.
Attached. I thought there was.
Yes.
I thought there was.
I've done a lot of work on the property. I'm trying to fix it up and make it look a lot more pleasant than what it, I guess the way I understood what it used to.
I live over on Windham, and
okay.
I walk my dogs around through there.
All right, that's where I recognized you from.
I walk my dog.
My boxer, it always comes out, and
yes,
I'm like, gotta yell at her, Miss Maggie.
Boxing around, yes.
Yes.
Yes, and you have improved that property, definitely. I've been there for a long time.
And hence, this is what I want.
And the gentleman that lived there before kind of.
That's so, the way I understand it. I mean, when I moved in, I could tell. Yeah.
And honest to goodness, I would not have recognized him if he smacked me behind the head, on the back of the head, because I never saw him.
I only met his wife, so when I bought it, so.
Yeah, I remember when it changed hands and it started up there. It's like, oh, somebody really likes it.
But, you know, actually, like I said, I'm going to plead ignorance as far as the shed goes, because I didn't know that the 2 building, as you told me, went into the 1,400 square feet. I've already ordered the barn. I've got it on hold.
Okay.
There's several $1,000 sitting there that I don't know what I'm going to do with this. It's just 6 feet deeper is what I want. It's going to be 40 by 36 feet. And then I want to keep the existing shed and I'll carry it down.
Okay, so are you going to be the handyman building the barn?
No. I got a contractor. He, unfortunately, I'm sorry, he couldn't make it tonight. He's got 2 kids that are throwing up right now is what he said. He goes, I'm so sorry. And we have... put in print and all that stuff to.
Oh, okay, I was thinking, wow, if you're gonna build that barn by yourself, you've got a lot of good.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna help him, but you know, like I said, it's just in the works. I've taken down 2 trees. That's satellite view. All those trees are gone now. I've taken down, I mean, the ash trees died. I had them all cut out in
mm-hmm.
the rooting system. And you know, like I said, just, and I also am 2 trees deep. I had a big tree taken out where the pole barn's gonna go. I had another tree taken out by the house that I just didn't trust. It creaked and popped in the wind, so.
I heard all the saws going.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't hear the ground thump when it hit too.
No,
darn sure shook the ground.
Alrighty. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, that's it.
Alrighty. I guess we'll open the floor for comments in support of the variance.
I have a question.
Well, yeah, I have a couple questions.
Oops.
Go ahead.
It states 1,440 feet. is what you can have on your property. What are you going to do with that extra 6 feet on that barn? What is that designed for?
It's for storage and hobby equipment. You know, my toolboxes. I mean, my garage is stuffed full. I can only get one car in it. So the whole back of that extra 6 feet is going to be for toolboxes, shelving, storage. And I just want to completely clear out my two-car garage so that it will house a motorcycle and my moped and my trucks going in the pole barn. And then I'll have an open bay for my projects.
How high is that barn?
It's going to be no higher. I haven't really seen the print, but it should be no higher than my chimney. The chimney.
Oh, chimney.
Yes.
I heard Timmy.
No, no.
I'm sorry.
No.
Not as tall as Elam's barn?
No.
Thank goodness.
So why not just build it a little bit smaller and be in compliance and not have to ask for the
vacation? I'm out of a lot of money. I've already ordered the barn. I was ignorant to the fact that I didn't know I was held to this maximum square footage for an acre. So I'm gonna plead ignorance to that one. But you know, like I said, we do have the barn on hold, but I'm out several thousand on that.
Can they adjust it down 6 feet?
Not without costing me. I mean, the trusses, we understand, are already built.
Okay.
Out of curiosity, at your end of the street, it's not as much of a problem, but have you looked at runoff? Is it going to, well, I should ask, are you putting a concrete floor in or is it going to be dirt?
Down the road, probably concrete. I am going to put in some drainage tile in the driveway, which is going to be packed down gravel to help the yard perk. Mm-hmm. Whatever's going to be skimmed off, I'm going to build it up so that it doesn't cause flood. There's really no problem with water except for that right side there, which is that sewer system, and it's right in the front most of the time, where all four of us neighbors deal with that water all the time. I never have any problems in the back.
Where does the water come from?
The farm field behind them.
Yeah, okay. The way I understand it is they got 4-inch clay tile that runs drainage, and it's not big enough to handle the volume of water. After a couple of days, it perks down, but it gives me major problems mowing my grass because it's soupy and muddy. But
Water drainage, in Winter Hill in general, water runoff and drainage is a problem.
Way does it run? Toward Ross, or does it run into the street?
Well, actually, it goes, Barb's here tonight. She lives, the one that lives across the street. The tile runs in between the two homes, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. In between Elam's and hers.
Yeah.
Their tile runs this way, and then it dumps out in between the two properties.
There's a catch basin there.
Right, and the way I understand it, it's like it's 4-inch.
It's the same problem throughout, I will say this, same problem throughout Winter Hill. All the storm sewers in Winter Hill are only 4-inch tile.
Correct, yeah.
And it's that way, because they could do it back in the late 50s, early 60s when they platted that off. And the older homes are actually on Newberry. So the storm drainage over there is worse. The stuff on Wyndham's bad enough. My yard is soupy and muddy and squishy for like this all this last rain.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't drain. Because water does, at least where I am, water doesn't run uphill. And that's where the storm sewer is.
Right. But that's the only area I have any water problems ever.
That catch basin that you're talking about, it's one of those funnier moments with one of my dogs was the whoever has a pump that's pumping into that catch basin. When it's flooded like that, it roils and bubbles. Scared the bejeebies out of my car.
Scares my boxer all the time, too. She takes off to the house, which is good.
Is the farm field higher than your property?
Yes, but it's got a mound that leaches the water behind it. I never have.
So you have a mound behind your house?
You have a swale.
It's
a swale?
A swale from the tilling the fields, and I guess the breakdown, the way I understand it. I mean, I never have any problems with water in my backyard. Like said, just that one general area in the front is the only.
It's a low corner there, yeah.
Is your driveway on your house closer to Ross Road?
It's on the right side, correct.
Oh, I'm looking, yeah, okay, thank you, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had some problems with swell. I had to create my own swell on my property from the neighbor. So the water would go down his field, not on my property.
So you said that you didn't realize that you would be over because of the shed. So when did you realize that?
When I came up and applied for the permit. Now he's
so
like,
you ordered the building before you applied for the permit.
Yes. Like I said,
but you knew you needed a permit.
Yes, I knew that. Like I said, I did it kind of backwards, if that makes sense. There's no excuse for that. But
I kind of get where he's coming from, because when you think of the square footage of a building, or if you're not of that frame of mind, you have this many square feet, my building's this many square feet. Who's going to think about that shed I've already got?
Yes.
That's part of it.
Yes, that was part of it.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay. If you don't have anything else to add, we'll move on to open to those who are in support of this variance for this barn.
Obviously, I wasn't here in particular to speak about this, but I was in this gentleman's position 32 years ago. I came out here and asked for a variance. I got a 20% variance on my building. And, you know, in my opinion, a man in his barn is a beautiful thing. And he's asking for 10%. I don't think anybody driving by would notice. But as a gentleman that works in the shop all the time, you appreciate every square foot you can get. And if he can afford it, and he's got the plans, I'm going to say, if you're asking for public opinion, I think it's fine. 10%, nobody will ever know the difference. Thank you.
Would you mind just stating your name and address, just for the record, please?
Greg Schwederman, 7150 Studebaker Road.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
All right, any more people speak in support of? We'll open the floor for comments in opposition. I don't want to speak in opposition of this variance. No opposition? Then we will close the public comments for both opposed and for. And I guess we will just deliberate up here.
I'm just a stickler for the rules. We have rules for a reason, and you know, I understand, but I think everybody stands up here includes ignorance, and I think that it's a problem. And unless if we continue to just give everybody the if he took down the shed, I would be more apt to.
Because I'm only going to 40,
yeah,
40 feet.
I mean, that's not a big deal. Not certainly not, but
I could do something in the house. But I would say yes. But he's already bought it. The money out. He's great. The shed has to go. And he's not wanting the shed now, so I'm saying no. I would give him 40 feet.
I'm all for personal interest while I'm at the barn, cold as it is. Because I get it, and believe it or not, I know that I'm building to sell houses. Because the house I live in, the biggest reason I bought it is a 32 by 36 detached garage I've got.
Oh, yeah.
We'll love that. Well, but again, or he could get a smaller one. I mean, get that, that's fine. He could get a smaller boat. I hear that, but I'm just saying, like, again, it's one of those things, though. It's like, well, you know. You could do this and still be in compliance.
So, maybe Steve to me about that?
If he did it, if he just got a smaller car.
How small is one?
He could do a 1260, right? Because he's got 140 already.
All right, let's see.
He's asking for 40, 46 more.
Correct. That's what he wants.
And that's 40. So if he got 30 by 30, he could be a client.
$1,400 is the max.
He'd be under $1,400. $1,280.
Oh, $1,280. Okay, you said $1,380. Yeah, $1,280.
$1,380 with the shed.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So you can do this option. Do this option.
He's getting that. He's got a 40 by 36 on the order.
See if you have an overhang, that square footage counts.
Because it can always be enclosed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bar thinking.
Right.
You wouldn't be the first.
Right.
My fish is holding on one.
So which one
exactly that?
Which one's Elon?
This thing,
mm-hmm.
See this
thing,
this one,
yeah.
See this little side thing here?
Because it can't be higher than the house, right?
It is higher. That one is
no,
higher.
But I mean, like any supposed,
but
like
this one
the
is.
Rule is.
The rule.
Yeah, the rule is, but
again.
This one's higher than the house, mm-hmm. And then they added.
Yeah, he put it right on the property line.
He did. All kinds of variants. This is before I got involved, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I mean, two rights don't make it. Two wrongs don't make a right either, so.
Yeah.
Right.
just as a reminder, this is a public forum, so we need, if you guys could speak up a little bit so we can make sure the public can hear.
Oh.
What's going on? Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Again, I would just, for me, I would like us to stay in compliance, you know, with whatever it is. So, however that happens, I think that that's better. I'm not, again, I think there's, we've already expanded the square footage because everybody was asking for a variance. And everybody's still asking for a variance. I'll be smaller than usual, but
not sure how you could word this. Especially as a resolution.
Yeah, I mean you'd have to word it in the motion that we're voting on. So that way when you make a motion, just tell me what exactly you're voting on, and that way I can write it down and make notes.
Kind of the way that the discussion's going up here is basically the choice is either keep the 36 by 40 and tear down the shed, or make it a 30 by 40 and keep your shed. Trusses are already made the way this is drawn, the trusses will still work for the building, which you're taking. You're taking off your 6 feet.
Yes, right. I guess if I have to tear down the shed, I got to tear down the shed. I mean, my dreams or thoughts with that shed later on was I was going to take the roof off it and turn it into a hothouse, and I wanted to have a garden there someday on that side of the yard, is what my thinking was, to utilize that shed. But if you guys want me to tear it down and you'll accept my variance on the pole barn, then that's what I'll have to do. Okay. There goes, I mean, whatever I build it.
I was going to say,
are they willing to lose the sale if you ask them to reduce the...
Lose the sale?
He's going to have extra...
already paid for it.
He's going to have extra material left is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to
probably
be out
an extra truss. Yeah,
yeah,
well, you're still going to most likely going to get your material. You're not just going to be putting it in your barn.
Well, the trusses are pretty fat.
Right, but I'm saying the only thing that's going to happen is that you still can use your all the trusses, not all of them, but the trusses that are made are still going to fit the shortened barn. Mm-hmm. We're saying you're shorten your barn 6 feet, so the trusses, I know those trusses are only going on the short side. You know, they're only going to be what? These are 36. Yeah, it's 36 feet wide. So your trusses are 36 foot, correct? So essentially, you got a truss you're not going to use, or you're going to put your trusses closer together, but they're still going to be used. That would be up to your contractor for that.
I guess I'm asking for the variance on the shed. If you want me to tear down the shed, I'll tear it down, and variance on the barn of 40 square feet.
For 40 square feet in the barn.
If that's what all you guys will give me, then that's what I'm asking for. And that'll make things a whole lot more pleasant for me as far as configuration, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
So,
personally,
going to be a bare concrete pad there that's there with the home.
Right.
That's.
And you might find some other uses for that concrete pad that doesn't require a permit.
Picnic.
Or you're talking about a hot house.
Well, that's what my hopes were with keeping the existing shed, was to tear the roof off of it and put skylights in and turn it into a hot house. You know, so basically I'm going to be reconstructing it. It is on 4x4s. It's not mounted to the concrete pad that's there. The barn could be moved. I built it as such to be moved maybe someday. It's built on top of a existing concrete pad. So
right.
So if you want to keep that space for that, you would have to shorten your barn.
Well, yeah, that's what we were saying.
Said that's what I just said.
He'd rather lose the
shed
than lose the barn. So
he's still 40 feet over. Shed.
Which is,
alrighty.
Which is,
if that's what I have to
we're
do.
Willing to. Okay. And we give him the additional 40
we'll
feet.
The 40.
Give him 40 feet from
take
barn.
The, and take the shed.
Take the shed down, alright?
I'm over that. That's only 40 feet over with the loss and expenses that you've incurred.
Then he won't have any loss on the building.
He won't lose.
Yeah, because the shed is bought and paid for.
Right.
So I'll just be tearing it down.
Right.
And you could, scrapping it
you
out.
Can move it
hmm?
Maybe you can sell it.
You might find a buyer for it, yeah.
You might find a buyer for it.
So, make a motion.
I will make a motion for case V09-25 for a 1440 square foot accessory building with the condition to remove the 100
square foot,
shed.
Okay.
So it's only for 40
feet
variance.
Understood. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Right. Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Thank you. And then I will, similarly, I'll get with you and we'll get all the paperwork together and everything and I'll get it right to you. There are meeting minutes on the agenda for tonight from the last meeting. However, we're going to postpone those to the next meeting of the BZA due to the fact that there's not a quorum of members present at the last meeting here to approve those minutes. From the last meeting, so we will table that. Anything else?
Next meeting will be scheduled when?
I do not have anything as of yet for May, but that would be the next meeting would be May 22nd, I believe.
If there is one, yeah. Right.
Yep. So if nothing else, I think we just need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
There we go.
All right. 1933.
Military time. Yep.
All right.
I like military time. It's easy.
It makes it easy for me, too. All right. I will go ahead and stop the recording.